With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We told you yesterday about a new study that shows the Supreme Court's Hearst ruling is costing the state of Washington roughly $7 billion a year because people who can't drill new wells don't do any building. Senator Tim Sheldon says the ruling shows a lack of education on the court's part by punishing rural property owners.
Because the rural landowners that are using exempt well provisions from laws that date back to the early 1900s are still taking less than 1% of the groundwater out. And after they get it out for their homes, they're putting it right back in with their drain fields and irrigation systems around their house.
Sheldon says the rural people are the ones recycling their water.
While the urban people are taking it out of deep wells and putting it out into the salt water after it goes in their sewer systems, and they're the ones taking the water out of the aquifers, the rural property owners are using it and putting it back in a very environmentally responsible way.
Sheldon says to put the brakes on in rural Washington is really going to hurt.
As the study shows, it's going to shift taxes to those that already are in business or have homes of higher value because no one's going to build. No one's going to build in Washington's rural economy with the restrictions put on by the Supreme Court.
Sheldon says it's hard to imagine a Supreme Court decision with a more devastating impact, and without a permanent Hearst fix, Washington is looking at a collapse of rural property values, the likes of which the state has never seen.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.